Ladies and gentlemen, President Kennedy and Texas Governor John Connally shot by an assassin today in Dallas, Texas. We do not know officially at this moment as to whether the president is alive or dead. There are conflicting reports. This latest bulletin just off the Associated Press in Dallas says the president was given the last holy rites of the Roman Catholic Church today after the assassin shot him down. A Catholic priest who performed the last rites said he did not believe that the president was dead. The priest said he did not believe that the president was dead.
Don, let me say here, we've had trouble with our line to Dallas, but Bob Clark, who is at Parkland Hospital in Dallas, says that there is no official word that the president has died. There has been no report to that effect in the news area of Parkland Hospital. However, there have been reports to that effect, but the best we know at this moment is that the president is very critically wounded, that he has been given the last rites of the Roman Catholic Church. However, we have no official word that he is dead.
There are conflicting reports. You are right, Nick George. We can stay on the air here at ABC Radio and will until we have the definite information, and we trust that it will be very joyous when the flash comes to us that all is well. But at the moment, both President Kennedy and Texas Governor Connally are seriously injured. They are both in surgery. Blood transfusion material has been rushed to both of the emergency rooms. After the shooting took place, sheriff's officers did grab a young man, took him into custody at the scene. They are now questioning him. And I would also like to add this information. The New York Stock Exchanges, the New York Stock Exchange and the American Exchange closed early today, a few minutes after 2 o'clock, because of the shooting of President Kennedy. In addition, may I say that the Dow Jones Industrial Average did not take a big drop. After the shooting of President Kennedy, but the exchanges are now closed. Let me repeat the gist of the information we have at this moment. President Kennedy has been given blood transfusions in an effort to save his life after he and Texas Governor Connally were shot as they rode on the outskirts of Dallas in a motorcade today. Hospital officials said they had given the president a transfusion of blood from their bank and were calling for new supplies of the same type. Secret Service agents escorted Mrs. Lyndon Johnson into the emergency room where the president lay. Police said they did not know whether the vice president was in that room. When the vice president, Lyndon Johnson, entered the hospital, he was walking but holding his arm as though he too might have been injured.
Radio New York is bringing you complete coverage of this assassination attempt on President Kennedy. And now for those in our audience of the Spanish language, we present late news on this subject from Radio New York Worldwide Spanish News Service. Tito Arriagada reporting.
A las 12:34 minutos de esta tarde se escuchó la noticia en un flash que llegó a Radio Nueva York. El presidente Kennedy había sido herido en los instantes en que viajaba en un automóvil descubierto por las calles de Dallas en el estado de Texas, en compañía de su esposa y del gobernador de ese estado, John Connally. El presidente Kennedy fue herido, inmediatamente fue llevado a un hospital, se encuentra en estos instantes en un hospital de Dallas y, según últimos informes, se le administraron los últimos sacramentos y aparentemente su condición es grave. Todos los informes que se están recibiendo desde Dallas indican que se está haciendo grandes esfuerzos para capturar a los asesinos o los que intentaron el asesinato, y la situación está en completa confusión en este instante. La noticia ha causado sensación naturalmente en todo el país y hasta la Bolsa de Valores de Nueva York cerró inmediatamente sus operaciones del día y el mundo entero se encuentra ahora pegado a las radios y televisoras esperando más detalles. El temor es de que el presidente pueda haber sido mortalmente herido y la noticia se encuentra en el ánimo de todo el mundo.
The latest in news from the subject in Washington and in Dallas, Texas, the assassination attempt on President Kennedy, from Radio New York's Spanish Language Service for Latin America. We will keep our listeners informed in both languages as news develops. We are at a very critical time now, not knowing one way or another what the condition of the president and the governor of Texas are, nor whether or not the conditions of either are terminal or optimistic. The reporting that you've been hearing from the ABC radio network and from other sources, which we have indicated at times has been unconfirmed, has brought conflicting reports. Some have said that President Kennedy is alive, in critical condition, at the Parkland Hospital in Dallas, Texas. Others, as we reported via the CBS reports we received in our newsroom, said that the president was dead. There was no further word at this hour as to what the actual condition of the president was. Actually, there has been no official statement of any kind at this time. We have been given the information throughout, and now we have again, we're standing by for Bob Clark in Dallas, so let's go to Parkland Hospital, Dallas, Texas.
There is still no official word here at Parkland Memorial Hospital on the condition of President Kennedy. Mr. Kennedy has now been in the emergency ward of the hospital for some 45 minutes. He was given last rites a few minutes ago by a Roman Catholic priest. But the priest said at that time the president was alive, though critically wounded. Governor Connally, who was also shot by one of the three bullets fired by the assassin, went into surgery about 20 minutes ago. As far as is known, is still in surgery at this moment. His condition is described as critical, though this too is unofficial.
Here is a flash from Associated Press. Two priests who were with Mr. Kennedy say he is dead of bullet wounds. This is a flash from Associated Press in Dallas. Two priests who were with Mr. Kennedy say he is dead of bullet wounds. This is not an official declaration, but only the statement that comes now from two priests who were with Mr. Kennedy, say that the president is dead of the bullet wounds received in the assassination today in Dallas, Texas. ABC Radio, we'll bring you all of the information. Well, let us stay with this story until we find out for sure what the official word is down in Dallas, Texas. There are conflicting reports. At one moment it is one way, at another moment it is another way. Until we can get official word, we will stay on the air. An assistant to Governor Connally said he talked to the Texas governor in the operating room. The Texas governor was injured too, so apparently was Vice President Lyndon Johnson in the assassination attempt in Dallas today. Another bulletin from Associated Press in Dallas. Two priests stepped out of Parkland's hospital emergency ward today and said that President Kennedy died of his bullet wounds. This is an additional flash from Associated Press that two priests who came out of the Parkland Hospital emergency ward said that the president was dead of his bullet wounds. The priests had been called, as would be a normal circumstance, to offer the last rites of the Roman Catholic Church to the president as he lay in the emergency ward at Parkland Hospital in Dallas, Texas. This is not an official statement. We can only go on what it says here at the moment from Associated Press, that two priests who came out of the Parkland Hospital emergency ward in Dallas said that the president was dead of his bullet wounds. But again, may I repeat, we do not have an official confirmation. Both men.
Radio New York Worldwide has suspended all regular programs in order to bring you complete reports on this. According to a report now received from Washington, and this is a report from what are called government sources, they say that the president is dead. Now, these government sources are now ready to report. Washington, come in.
Go ahead, Washington. Go ahead, ABC Washington.
Richard Riddell, the press liaison for the Senate. He was the man who broke the news on the Senate floor. Mr. Riddell, what happened?
Pete, it was one of the most shocking and moving events in the 45 years I have been here, since I was 9 years old when I began as a page. I first learned of the tragedy, the assassination of President Kennedy, when one of my assistants, Tom Pelican, rushed out
As you may have heard just moments ago from John Lowry in the Radio New York newsroom, United Press International has just reported President Kennedy is dead. For a word now in Spanish.
Los teletipos de la United Press International acaban de informar a Radio Nueva York que el presidente Kennedy ha muerto de heridas sufridas en el atentado contra su vida esta tarde en la ciudad de Dallas, Texas. Informe de la United Press International. El presidente Kennedy ha muerto.
This report from United Press International, which said that President Kennedy was dead, was the first statement that strongly from a major wire service. In just moments ago, we heard the report that Associated Press indicated that two Roman Catholic priests in attendance in the hospital room where the president was said moments ago that he was dead. Earlier reports from hospital aides said that the president was dead. However, there is still no official announcement from any quarter, either in Washington or in Dallas, Texas, at least that we have available at this time, which confirms or denies the word that the president is dead. The condition was reported as critical. There has been actually no word as to what his condition was, where he was wounded, or in what way, nor has there been any word on Governor Connally of Texas. However, it was said that United Press International, as we indicated moments ago, reported he was dead. The Associated Press quoted the Roman Catholic priests. Of course, we are standing by for actual confirmed reports, and one must understand, covering the news around the world as we do, our listeners too must understand that a moment of extreme crisis, a moment of extreme gravity in world news, brings a variety of speculative, unconfirmed reports. There is no way of confirming them. The entire communications and news networks of the United States and indeed of the world are now focused on the hospital room in Dallas, Texas. There is no official word. The moment it comes, all news media will have the word. But the speculation runs rampant at crisis moments of this type. There is no way of confirming or denying. People's emotions are at the highest conceivable pitch, and it is difficult to get established, solid, and basic views on any subject.
The President of the United States, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, is dead. The President is dead. Let us pray.
ABC Radio Network has now added its voice with the report that President Kennedy is dead.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States is dead of an assassin's bullet in Dallas, Texas. Shot by an assassin while his motorcade was moving along the streets on the outskirts of Dallas. Well, 250,000 people lined the streets to cheer his appearance there.
Ahora en español queremos informar a los oyentes que la ABC, la United Press y las citas anteriores de la Associated Press citando a dos sacerdotes que asistieron al presidente, todo parece indicar que el presidente Kennedy ha muerto. Como decíamos hace un instante en nuestra transmisión en inglés, es difícil confirmar estas noticias de fuentes oficiales. Las emociones se encuentran en su más alto grado de exaltación en este instante. Se especula muchísimo, pero hasta ahora hemos recibido tres informes de distintas fuentes de que el presidente ha muerto. Todavía estamos esperando confirmación oficial de la Casa Blanca o del hospital en Dallas, en donde el presidente fue llevado para asistirlo de las heridas que recibió de balas asesinas en los momentos en que viajaba en un automóvil descubierto por las calles de Dallas, Texas. Naturalmente nos mantendremos en constante comunicación con los oyentes de esta emisora para hacer llegar hasta ustedes la información a medida que la vamos recibiendo desde las distintas fuentes de información que tenemos a nuestra disposición. La última noticia, como decimos, recibida es que el presidente Kennedy aparentemente ha muerto de las balas asesinas en las calles de Dallas, Texas.
The President of the United States is dead. This report from the ABC Radio Network, from United Press International, and some confirmation from Associated Press. There is no official announcement that we have heard, nor any spokesman who has made such an official announcement that has yet been quoted. However, we are standing by. President John Fitzgerald Kennedy has been President of the United States for almost 2 years and 10 months. His death comes now prior to a presidential re-election campaign for 1964, a time when the world was waiting to see what his policies would bring in reaction from the American public and the world. The word now in, officially, that President Kennedy is dead. The Washington sources are confirming the death of the president at this hour, although again, there has been no official statement from Washington. In moments, we will switch back to the ABC radio network for continuing coverage from Don Gardner and the ABC staff of correspondence and worldwide reaction to this sad event in world history. A moment of crisis, and indeed, for all the world, perhaps a turning point in world history, as President Kennedy of the United States, somewhat akin to Abraham Lincoln in 1864, died in office, the victim of an assassin's bullet. A little less than 100 years since that fateful day, which changed the course of American history and changed the world's view of Abraham Lincoln. And now John Fitzgerald Kennedy, after less than 3 years as President of the United States, is dead. This report, now apparently confirmed from a variety of sources, including Washington and Dallas, Texas, shot dead in Dallas, Texas, along with an assassin's bullet which cut down John Connolly. We have been informed that the flag at the Plaza Hotel across from our studios has been lowered to half-mast. Now to Washington.
I've just come from the office of the Senate Majority Leader, Senator Mansfield, who got the official word from the White House at about 15 minutes ago that the president was dead. Senator Mansfield is now alone in the office with Senator Dirksen, the Republican leader. They have been quietly sitting, talking very little, and simply waiting. In a few minutes, they are going to make a statement on the president's death. But this great shock has, of course, been to them perhaps as a greater loss than to most. Senator Mansfield and Senator Dirksen had been, with other members of the Senate, waiting anxiously by radio and TV since the word first came that the president was shot. There had been very little official information up here until about 15 minutes ago, when the White House called and informed the majority leader that the president was dead. The Senate was recessed briefly when the first word of that the president was shot came, and then, as the news did not develop, nothing very definite developed, the Senate went back into session briefly. Senator Mansfield asked the chaplain of the Senate for a prayer to be followed by adjournment as the Senate waited for news on the president's condition. Senator Mansfield at that time said, in view of the tragic situation that confronts the nation and the free world and the extreme danger that confronts the president, who at that time was not known to be dead, in view of that, he asked the chaplain for a prayer. The chaplain, Dr. Harris, the chaplain of the Senate, then, as all the members of the Senate stood silently, said, "This sudden and unbelievable news has stunned our hearts. The President of the Republic has gone down like a green cedar with a shout against the hills and leaves an empty place against the sky." And the chaplain of the Senate said, "This was an hour ago. Let us pray that his life be spared." The chaplain then said, "God lives. The government in Washington still stands." We now have a report that is unconfirmed. I repeat, this is an unconfirmed report that Vice President Lyndon Johnson has suffered a heart attack. Vice President Johnson, who was with the president and was reportedly shot in the arm only, we have this unconfirmed report from Dallas that Vice President Lyndon Johnson has suffered a heart attack. This is John Rolfson, ABC, at the Senate.